to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue, the discussion as we face the issues each and every day. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We do not base our decisions and face our issues based on some denominational dogma, philosophical rhetoric, or political dialogue and distrust that we already have in the government and what they're saying and doing. We base it on the authoritative Word of God, the truth book, as I have always called it. Let me remind you, shortly after the monologue today, we're going to invite you to pick up the telephone, dial the number 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue we're talking about today. Pandemic on the way, just in time for voting. Or if you'd like to use another issue title, we could call it Bird Flu and Biden. What do the two have in common? Is bird flu on the horizon for the next pandemic? I think so. I have dozens of articles before me that validate my thoughts on that. And I believe that it will happen just in time to have a national emergency before the election, so the election can be declared only by mail-in ballot or by drop boxes, anything but in person, legitimate, legal casting a ballot by the citizens in America. Ladies and gentlemen, all of us can recall the panic, the fear, and the chaos, the confusion caused by the Marxist media. As every day, listen, you recall it, it's very close in memory past. Every day on the Marxist media, they would have the, march down or the countdown to the number of deaths, even showing video footage of refrigerated trucks outside of hospitals where supposedly those refrigerated trucks were filled with dead bodies because of COVID. Daily, they would give a good dose of the reporting of deaths and dying because of COVID pandemic. We all now look back and we fully recognize just how we were lied to by the CDC, FDA, the World Health Organization, and the entire Biden administration and all of its acolytes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you might say, well, what does that have to do with the Biden administration today and the upcoming election in about 120 days? Well, it's actually about 110 days before the election. What does that have to do with it? I believe, and we'll look at the facts before us today, I believe that we're going to have a declared bird flu pandemic declared by the CDC, enforced by the Biden administration, so that he will hopefully in his mind be able to win the election. Now, I could be wrong, but all of the indicators are on the table. All of the players have already been set. The chessboard is ready and the chessmen ready to make their moves. I believe that we're witnessing the precursor to another pandemic. Robert Redfield, the former CDC director, has already made the statement that in 2024, fall of 2024, we would have a bird flu pandemic, which in his statement would mean that one out of four people that would catch it would die. He said it would be far more deadly than COVID-19. Now, if that's not designed to place fear in the hearts and the lives of individuals in America, nothing is. We're witnessing today, as I said before, stage being set, the chessboard being laid out, getting ready to unleash another pandemic of fear on Americans to control the ballots for November 5th, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. John 8:31 and 32, as the Lord Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117 verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So if all else fails, and it seems as though there's no truth found, let me recommend the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, as we used to call it in Vacation Bible School less than 100 years ago. The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me, as the little song would go. Ladies and gentlemen, truth does matter. Yet we're in a society today where truth is violated, where truth is revealed to be absolute untruth in the hearts and the minds of so many that want to destroy what we see God's Word says as the world ought to be like. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Those are the words of the secularist George Orwell. Let me read that again. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be factually true today. But truth does matter. Truth still matters. Truth shall always matter, whether an individual believes it or not. And yet, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, latest survey says 55% say that there's no absolute truth. In fact, their de facto statement, each person determines their own version of truth. Each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, half-truth is a whole lie. It's an impossibility to take truth and shroud it or bifurcate it and still call it truth. In this article headline, "Most Younger Americans Say There's No Absolute Truth," it starts out with this. Webster's Dictionary says truth is the body of real things, the evidence, the facts, the actualities, and the state of being the case in fact. And yet we have those today that want to deny it, reject it, and embrace everything but truth. And we're discovering today, more and more each and every day, of how we've been lied to, deceived, and how fear has been unleashed on Americans to bring about the governmentally controlled facts. Ladies and gentlemen, my Bible says in Psalms 146 and verse 3, "Put not your trust in princes nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help." Let me remind us from the outset of the broadcast today, we will not find help or hope in putting a different person in the Oval Office. You heard me right. I believe that we need to vote. I believe that Donald Trump is the better candidate. That's my personal opinion. You can have your own opinion if you like. But I believe that we need to continue to pray and invite God to divinely intervene and put Donald Trump as the 47th president back into office. Ladies and gentlemen, even at that, we all know to place our total faith and trust and hope and confidence in a man. But we need to place our faith and trust and hope in God and his infallible, inerrant, inspired word. That's the only source place of truth. That's the only real truth that we can find. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says this, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." The Bible charges us with the responsibility as Christians to speak the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, defend the truth, live it, and defend it even to death. May I say that that is the goal that we should have as believers, is to search through all of what is seen and heard and discussed in society today and find the truth. We will not find it on the Communist Network News. You'll not find it on any of the ABC, CBS, and NBC, MSNBC, etc., etc. The final, foremost authority for truth is found in the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with brands for the homeowner like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. 165-foot flagpole with the flag, U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24-7. Find that flag at the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. That's at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. But wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time's now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application of employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open, 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about Biden and bird flu. What do the two have in common? What do we see on the horizon for our November the 5th election? I call it pandemic on the way, question mark. Is it just in time for the voting? Ladies and gentlemen, the numbers that claim to be hospitalized during the COVID pandemic or plandemic, we would get a daily report each day about the numbers that have gone into the hospitals. In fact, we discovered later on that multitudes of the hospitals would close off entire floors in their hospitals under the guise that they were remodeling that floor in order to say that the hospital beds were filled and they're having to leave the patients in the hallways or turn them away. You recall the chaos and the confusion. 24/7, the Communist Network News would do the death dirge of how many were dying, how many were going to the hospitals. We now look back, ladies and gentlemen, and fully recognize how we were lied to. Listen, how we were lied to by the CDC, the FDA, World Health Organization, and the Biden administration. And now we know, and I could just go through for the balance of the broadcast a whole litany of what we know and what we can look back and discern and determine factually as to how we were lied to. COVID originated, for example, in the Wuhan bioweapons lab, Wuhan, China, paid for by taxpayers, covered by the gain-of-function research, covered by Dr. Sir Anthony Fauci, that lied to the government, lied to, at the beginning, Donald Trump, lied to the world. Each day when they would come out with the COVID update, it would be that dirge of how many masks we needed to wear, what we needed to do, the six-foot separation, and I could go on and on and on. We now look back and we understand, based on facts as they come out, that we were lied to. In fact, during the course of that, a dialogue and communication that I had with a physician friend, he said, within the next 5 to 10 years, the entire medical community will look back at COVID and what was done and see the woeful, dreadful mistakes that were made in great horror and shame. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing that. Perhaps you're not paying attention to it today, thinking that's over with. Perhaps you're not paying attention to how we were lied to and deceived and how fear and panic literally gripped the hearts and the lives of humanity around the world and here in America. In fact, I'll repeat later in the broadcast how we've discovered, and the numbers, by the way, are about 6 months old now, back in January, February of this year. We were told by those that had done the research that about 17 million people around the globe had died just from the COVID vaccination, about 17 million. Ladies and gentlemen, we discovered that millions have died as a result of it, And right here in America, we've discovered that millions have been sterilized for life, are paralyzed for life, are physically malfunctioning in some fashion for the rest of their lives as a result of the lie of COVID-19. Now we know, ladies and gentlemen, that Dr. Fauci not only lied to us on every level about every cause and effect and the supposed cure of the COVID virus. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. The CDC and the UK data. COVID vaccines are failing to prevent any deaths at all. That was the CDC and the UK. They discovered that. We ultimately discovered the same thing in America. While at the same time, there was still the forced vaccination, with physicians being paid bonuses if they would even ask you about your vaccination. Did you realize that physicians during the COVID pandemic, that physicians could ask you if you go into the doctor's office for a regular checkup for a cold, they would ask the question, have you had your COVID vaccine? They would get a $50 bonus for asking the question. If you would say no, and they would say, well, why not today? They would get an additional $50. So $100 for asking you and then putting the jab in your arm. It was discovered that hospitals, medical associations, and everything to deal with medicine, it had all kinds of bonuses to be paid out from the COVID funds from the federal government in order to continue to push the fear and the panic on all of Americans and globally. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, pandemic on the way. Is a pandemic on the way? I say yes. Are we going to be faced with the possibility of fear and panic and chaos and confusion just days before, or perhaps a month or so before the national presidential election? I think so. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now been determined that natural immunity works. Several of the major cardiologists and physicians and scientists at the outset of COVID, beginning at about January of 2020. By the way, COVID was discovered in September 2019. The only thing that we've not proven factually, fully today, to the satisfaction of all of the talking heads, was the COVID vaccine pathogen virus released purposefully or accidentally out of the COVID Wuhan, China bioweapons laboratory. Now, I personally believe that it was released purposefully by the Chinese to find out the extent of its death and destruction for mass genocide. I believe that it got out of hand. I believe that it was designed to be released on a small level to be able to test it in the general public. It got out of hand and spread worldwide. Now, that's my opinion. You have the right to your opinion. There are a lot of people today that still think that all of this that I'm saying is simply conspiracy theory. There are those that will still wear a mask in public today. There's still those that will get in your automobile, shut the windows, and have the AC on, and have your mask on, and some even with latex gloves while you're driving down the street. I've watched some walking down the sidewalk just recently right in our community, wearing a mask, riding a bicycle with a mask. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been proven by the government, tested by the government, that the Americans, if there is a claimed pandemic, that Americans will in fear bow to every whim, every wish, every designed purpose of the federal government. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now been determined that natural immunity works, but Fauci had rejected that because of Big Pharma. Ladies and gentlemen, we perhaps will never know the real extent of the payoffs that Sir Anthony Dr. Fauci received to keep the pandemic alive. It's been discovered in some of the hearings and the subcommittees in the House and the select committees in the House with Sir Anthony Fauci under oath that he lied and lied and lied and lied some more, just as he's been lying to the public and to the governmental agencies. And he's retired now with some $400,000 a year with 24/7 security, just as though he's a retired president, because of his death threat, supposedly, because of his lying to the public and being the precursor and the causative factor of multitudes that perhaps listening today that you have brothers and sisters, sons or daughters, mothers or fathers or cousins or relatives that died as a result of the COVID protocol put out by the CDC. Because we were lied to, ladies and gentlemen. We now know that masks and social distancing were simply based, not based on science, but based on what the master genius, Sir Anthony Fauci, claimed. He even, when asked the question in the select committee, when asked the question about social distancing, he said, well, that just kind of happened. When asked about the science behind mask wearing, you know, at one occasion, Sir Anthony Fauci said, perhaps two masks, three, maybe four masks would be helpful, but he himself in the general public was not wearing a mask, but claiming that masks were needed. It was discovered, been proven since then, ladies and gentlemen, that a mask does not stop. It does not prevent the contagion, does not stop the spread of the contagion called COVID-19. If you've not heard me explain it, may I explain it again? The best mask on the market, we've been told, is the N95. The N95 has as the openings of 3 microns in the fabric material. The COVID pathogen is 1 micron. As the OSHA website said back in that era, said it's like putting a chain link fence up to keep the gnats out. And yet there was the push to wear a mask. In fact, in our city, right here in Jacksonville, our weak rhino mayor kept extending the mask mandate every 30 days, for 180 days. That you couldn't go into a place of business, you couldn't go into a grocery store. You had places at like Walmart that you had the mask police sitting at the door that if you walk in to buy a gallon of milk, you've got to have a mask on. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to look back. The purpose of recapping this today is to look back at where we've been and to recognize where we're going, lest we're very, very careful, because the nation was willing to bow to the whims and the wishes, demands and the fears that were set forth by the federal government, promulgated by Sir Anthony, Dr. Fauci, that said that if you did not believe what he said, that you were denying science. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we now know that COVID-19 vaccinations, the plan that was out then was to prevent COVID death, supposedly. But we now go back and find factual documented evidence that it was designed for mass genocide with some 17 million, as I said before, on a global basis, 17 million died around the world. Americans and others were sterilized, paralyzed, and put in a position of depending on Big Pharma for the rest of their lives. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know that Big Pharma, listen carefully, Moderna, Big Pharma, just received $176 million to produce a bird flu virus vaccination. Let me repeat that. Moderna received $176 million contract from the federal government to produce bird flu vaccination. Listen to this headline. What we know about the latest bird flu outbreak in the U.S., a poultry factory facility in Michigan, an egg producer in Texas, both reported outbreaks of the avian flu. Avian flu is the name for bird flu. It's interchangeable. Avian flu this week. The latest developments on the virus also included infected dairy cows and the first known instance of human catching bird flu from a mammal. This article further states, what are experts saying? Dr. Mandy Cohen, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, told Associated Press on Wednesday that the agency is taking bird flu very seriously, but stressed that the virus has already been well studied. Further in the article, it's a massive 9-page article. It says, what is bird flu? Some flu viruses mainly affect people, but others chiefly occur in animals. Avian viruses spread naturally in wild aquatic birds like ducks and geese, and then to chickens and other domesticated poultry. It goes further in the article stating, the bird flu virus drawing attention today, type AH5N1, was first identified in 1954. 59. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pretty certain that I do not have the article before me, but I'm pretty certain when they started trying to vaccinate people then, it's the same material that was used in the plandemic vaccination for COVID-19. A small adjustment was made in it. And at that time, some 8, I believe it was, maybe it was 58, some 8 or 58, small number of people nationally died from the vaccination, and it was automatically taken off the market, pulled off the shelf, closed down. This article reads continually, like other viruses, it has evolved over time, spawning newer versions of itself. In the U.S., this version of the bird flu has been detected in wild birds in every state, as well as commercial poultry operations and backyard flocks. Nationwide, tens of millions of chickens have died from the virus or been killed to stop the outbreak from spreading. Last week, now, ladies and gentlemen, I have given you the background of where we've been with COVID-19. I'm setting the stage for where we are immediately going on the fast track for bird flu, COVID, bird flu vaccinations to shut America down in time for the voting of November the 5th. Now, I may be 100% wrong. I believe I'm on the right track. I believe some variant of what I'm saying will take place. In the U.S., this version, the bird flu has been detected in wild birds in every state, as well as documented poultry operations and backyard flocks. Nationwide, tens of millions of chickens have died from the virus or been killed to stop the outbreak. Last week, U.S. officials said that it had been found in livestock. As of Tuesday, it had been discovered in dairy herds in 5 states, Idaho, Kansas, Michigan, New Mexico, Texas, and according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In the past two, listen now, hear me, important, in the past 2 decades, nearly 900 people have been diagnosed globally with bird flu. The past 2 decades, the past 20 years or 40 years, 900 people have been diagnosed and 460 people have died, according to the World Health Organization. Ladies and gentlemen, we murder babies by the millions, and 460 people have died in the past 2 decades from bird flu, and they're now scheduling a plandemic to try to have a forced vaccination for bird flu. Listen, I've got about 100 articles spread before me today on that subject. I can turn to the right or the left and pick up any dozen articles and read the headline only and show you where we're headed as a nation. This article continues. There have been only 2 cases in the U.S., neither of which were fatal. In 2022, a prison inmate on a work program caught it while he was killing infected birds at a poultry farm in Montrose County, Colorado. The only symptom was fatigue, and he recovered. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got dozens of articles that will read very similar to that. Another headline, buried deep in a 40-page report, World Health Organization reveals that vaccine side effects, many have yet to recover from the side effects. And yet they're planning on another vaccine that the federal government will then be wanting to force it and jab it into the arms of recipients and deny a human authorization and opportunity to say no to a vaccine that could paralyze, sterilize, or kill the recipient, as we have seen in just the past 3.5 years. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what's on the horizon. We need to recognize where we're headed with this. Look at another headline. 1 in 10 surveyed doctors believe that COVID shots aren't safe. But is the number even higher? And the article goes on where physicians, scientists, and regular cardiologists have said that hundreds of thousands have been sterilized, millions have died, and the cardiologists are saying that it's as a result of the COVID jab vaccination. And we're planning now with Moderna, giving $176 million contract to do the bird flu vaccination. Why would the government do that unless they plan on introducing a way to use it putting into the arms of recipients in the United States of America. I'm fearful for where we're going, ladies and gentlemen. We need to recognize where we've been and what the potential is of where we're going. We're going to talk about this right after the top of the hour news. I want you to understand the danger. I want you to understand where we're going and what Colorado is doing even now. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTR.